Faith is a word that describes having confidence or trust in someone or something. When someone expresses that they have faith, there is an understanding formed by experience, knowledge, or assessment that what one has faith in has a good chance of turning out the way it's expected to. For example, I have faith that my kids will clean up their rooms before I get home from work. Or I have faith that our Thanksgiving dinner will turn out okay. Well, what about those times when the rooms were still a mess, or the casseroles were forgettable? What are our reactions when our expectations are not met? Did we experience frustration, disappointment, or perhaps felt embarrassed? Did we lose faith? Faith, namely having faith in God, is the underlying theme of today's gospel account. The church teaches that faith is the virtue by which we believe in God and believe all that he has said and revealed to us. By faith, we freely commit ourselves to God, always seeking to know and do God's will. As disciples of Christ, we are called to not only keep the faith and live on it, but to always profess it, confidently bear witness to it, and spread it. A term that describes the essence of this teaching is found in a letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Walking by faith points to having an enduring belief in God's compassion, mercy, and wisdom, always having complete trust in God to provide for our needs and guide us through life's challenges. As we turn to our narrative tonight in the gospel, we hear the challenges being faced by two individuals and how they chose to walk by faith and not by sight. And in doing so, gave testimony to others so that they too may also have faith in Jesus. Mark relates that Jairus was a synagogue official, which would have secured him a respected position among the Jewish community. He was someone that the people would have trusted on matters of the Hebrew faith. When Jairus learns that Jesus has come ashore, he leaves his severely ill daughter's side and makes his way to Jesus, where he throws himself to the ground and asks Jesus for a miracle. This act of faith led to a gathering of a large crowd that began to follow Jesus as he made his way back to Jairus' house. Then, the unexpected occurs for Jairus. There is a pause in a hasty endeavor. Jesus stops walking. From the shadows of the crowd, a woman reaches out and touches Jesus' cloak. She has been suffering for 12 years with a condition that made her an outcast among her people and depleted her resources in an attempt to find a remedy. In an act of faith, she decides that only Jesus can cure her, and she hastens to retreat unnoticed when she realizes that she was healed. Then, the unexpected occurs for that woman. Jesus summons his disciples and asked who touched his cloak. The disciples seemed annoyed by this question because saving Jairus' daughter had been the task at hand. However, Jesus knows that someone else needs saving and that their act of faith needs to see the light of day. When Jesus calls out to the woman, she approaches him, dismisses all semblance of embarrassment, and places herself at Jesus' feet. This draws the attention of the crowd who hears Jesus tell her that her faith had saved her. Again, the act of faith in Jesus is there for all to see by someone who is poor in spirit. One can only imagine the sorrow Jairus felt as he approached his home and was told that his daughter had died. The pause for someone who was deemed unclean according to Jewish law had proven fatal. The papal aura of frustration is tangible. Jesus knows the strength and capability of Jairus' faith, and he desires that it does not remain untapped or hidden. Jesus brings this to the forefront as he assures Jairus that his daughter is not dead, but asleep. The people begin to mock Jesus' words, and a get behind me Satan moment, the doubters are dismissed from his presence, and the glory of God is revealed to those who believe when Jesus raises the girl back to life. Once more, the act of faith in Jesus is made present by someone who had the disposition of meekness. As we look at these miracles of faith, who can we consider the woman or Jairus in our lives? For the woman, perhaps someone with an addiction, a person suffering with a physical or mental condition, an estranged family member, a marginalized soul who has lost hope and lives in the loneliness of abandonment, someone who's just expected to go away. For Jairus, someone who's confident in a position of authority, respected and well-received among family, friends, and coworkers, a leader who seems to have it all together, someone seemingly who has it all. I gather in certain periods of our own lives, we could be either person experiencing both the lows and highs of everyday life. The question is whether our faith in God is dependent upon our situation in life. Not so good, desperate faith. Going well, lackluster faith. The lesson that Jesus is teaching us today is that we should have consistency, growth, and public affirmation of our faith. A faith that we'll be professing shortly in the Creed, a faith that was planted in our souls through baptism, a faith that inspires in the mystery of this Mass and the sacraments, a faith that lives in the sacred scripture and is formed in tradition and the teachings of the church, a faith that hung on the cross for our salvation, a faith that rose forth on Easter morning with the hope of everlasting life. Jesus knows that sometimes our faith is weakened when we face challenges that seem overwhelming. The woman suffered for 12 years with a severe illness that forced her to live in the shadows of her own community. Jairus had high hopes when Jesus agreed to come and lay his hands on his daughter, and had those hopes tested when he heard that his daughter had died. Despite these challenges, though, both set aside what their senses were telling them and the doubts that were being aired by their contemporaries. They chose to place their trust in Jesus. They chose faith in God. Friends, hold in your hearts that Jesus is there when we struggle to walk by faith. We need to recognize and accept our dependence on God, embracing the virtues of being poor in spirit or being meek when we ask Jesus for those miracles in our lives. For our Lord assures us, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Ask and you shall receive. Knock, and the door will be open, for nothing is impossible for God. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God, and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what steps can we take to grow in our faith, always trusting in God, no matter what the circumstances in life are, so that by our example, others may too come to believe in the saving message of the gospel.